As you no doubt, hopefully well know, public health emergency is over in New Jersey, and the COVID-19 pandemic is pretty much now among people who are unvaccinated. But legal protections for healthcare facilities and workers will stay in place next 3 months, and in some cases, through the rest of the year. This comes under a bill that Democratic lawmakers passed without public input, and Governor Murphy signed earlier this month to end the public health emergency. Facilities such as hospitals, nursing homes, still protected from lawsuits, except in cases of crime, misconduct, or gross negligence, which pretty much any lawyer you would talk to would say that's a pretty high mountain to climb. Difficult to prove. Although most of the pandemic restrictions, legal orders have been lifted, liability protections, they're around until September 1st, according to this new law. For healthcare workers conducting COVID-19 tests and giving vaccines, law says immunity will last until January of 2022. Extended immunity, of course, means families, loved ones of victims of suspected at least medical malpractice linked to COVID-19, they will have zero legal recourse, as they would in normal circumstances, again until September. New Jersey Association for Justice said that they're disappointed that the governor signed the law, and that means one of the last things to go back to a new normal will be the legal rights of those who have been harmed. This also puts New Jersey out of sync with our neighbors regarding this issue. New York, other nearby states, have lifted many of their health industry's legal protections due to the virus. Now, if you look at the other side of this, New Jersey Hospital Association said the protections are still needed and will help hospitals ensure they have enough staff and COVID units in case variants cause another influx of patients. Well, that's our line, but I'm just sharing it here. Bill to end the health emergency, and that was introduced June 1st. And as I said, no public hearings in any legislative committees. That's a typical procedure for legislation. You have hearings, everyone talks, usually very few if anybody listens, but nevertheless, gives you, the public, a chance to voice your view on these things too. It was brought to a full vote in the Assembly and Senate on June 3rd, and the governor announced in an email on June 4th he had signed the bill. Yeah, that's kind of odd too. No signing ceremony for something monumental like that. But think about that. From June 1st to June 4th, and boom, a done deal. Now, can you think of any other instance that the Murphy administration, the State House Democrats, ever worked that fast? Now, think about this. It took them 2 weeks to put the immunity for these facilities into place in the first place. That was last spring. And as you would expect, no comments from State Senate President Steve Sweeney or Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin and all this. As well, Governor did not offer any justification for keeping this legal protection. He was actually asked about it at one of his briefings a week or so ago. His chief counsel said it's to give hospitals and other healthcare facilities an opportunity to adjust to the new reality of getting back to pre-pandemic levels of liability. Oh, there are plenty of questions. My question: wonder what the campaign contributions to the Murphy re-election campaign have recently been by healthcare organizations and facilities.